Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Farhan Karani, good to have you back. How's everything, Mufti Sahab?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, it's been a long time.
Alhamdulillah, we're back. The entire Ramadan we were deprived. How did Mufti Sahab's Ramadan go and thereafter? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Mufti Sahab, today, what does Mufti Sahab intend to share with the Ummah?
I was going to speak about Allah Ta'ala's greatness, Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. But then somebody sent me a poster. So this poster says that, let me just get this poster. It says everybody must read Salatul Fatih for 24 hours. I don't know, when I came across this in Madrasa days, Salatul Fatih. I never came across this here, of 24 hours of Salatul Fatih.
No.
It says here, and the walls fell down. So, and then it says at the end here, let us test the unseen walls. So this year, it doesn't even have a logo from anybody. It just says that you must read Salatul Fatih for 24 hours. Then, testing Allah Ta'ala's help to see whether those unseen walls will fall down. So these kind of things, where nobody is putting a name behind it, and it is not established from the Sunnah anyway, and we can't fall for these kind of things. We don't know where it originates. I don't know if anybody heard of the Salatul Fatih. But we know that if you want Allah Ta'ala's nusrat, Allah Ta'ala's help, then dua, make dua. And it says here, gather in your homes, the zawiyas, your heart, set your intention for divine support. Recite Surah Fatiha and join together virtually for the readings is totally wrong. Virtually, imagine reading Salah behind the screen in Jamaat. Like some people in Makkah Mukarramah, they put on the TV and then they join the Salah behind the TV where the Imam is reading the Haram. So that is also wrong. So everybody wants the Nusrat of Allah Ta'ala to descend, and everybody is asking, Mata Nusrullah, when is Allah Ta'ala's help going to come? When is Allah Ta'ala's help going to come? So Allah Ta'ala says in the Ala Inna Nusrullah Qareeb, really Allah's help, His Nusrat is very close. Now we must understand that Allah Ta'ala's Nusrat means His help being close. Now what is close for Allah Ta'ala? 50,000 years to Allah Ta'ala is like one day. And for us, 50,000 years is like one day for Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala's Nusrat being close, it means after a very long time for us. But for Allah Ta'ala, it is very, very close. So everybody is saying, when is Allah Ta'ala's help going to come for the people of Gaza, for the people of Sudan, people of Somalia, people of Burma, or India, everywhere in the world? Muslims are just suffering, Muslims are being persecuted. In India, they want to change the laws of waqf, so they take over all the waqf properties, whether it be masajid, the qabrastans, and madrasas, and everything. So they'll do whatever they want to demolish it, put up mandirs there, put up their own bhagwan khanas there, whatever. And in Sudan, the Jews are doing, the Zionists are doing, they displaced. They broke up the whole country in two parts there, south and north, and starvation is taking place. Somalia, you see there, Burma, what's happening there, Bangladesh. Wherever in Syria, again, the Zionists are attacking Syria from the south and trying to take over land there. What Trump is doing, nonsense in the whole world. Everywhere the Muslims are suffering. Wherever they are, they're suffering. But why is this happening? Allah Ta'ala will not put suffering upon a nation just like that day. Because the Muslims are complacent, the Muslims are lacking Iman. Muslims are lacking Iman. You think, you know what, how a Muslim with no Iman? Our Iman has become so weak. Our Iman is on the brink of collapse, on the brink of breaking. That is why Allah Ta'ala is putting all these punishments upon us. And now Allah Ta'ala's help will come when everybody changes. When we change, when we make istighfar, through istighfar and through repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ya Allah, only you can help. Now we look at the starting point of all this. What do we eat? What do we eat? There was one, Hajjaj bin Yusuf, when he became the governor. Then he invited all the ulama and he fed them haram food. And then after that, he told them, now you can make dua, whatever dua you want to make against me. Your dua are not may accept it. Because he knew that the du'as of a person whose food is haram or doubtful, these du'as are not accepted. So the whole ummah is making du'a, but the whole ummah is eating carrion and they're eating haram food and doubtful food. They don't see where they're getting the food from. What's the source of this food here? What's the ingredients of this? We don't care. So now we want to march on the streets and we want to show our solidarity for Palestine. But he closed the masjid and then we standing hand in hand and shaking hands and hugging and kissing the Shias in it, and we want Allah Ta'ala's help. Allah Ta'ala's help will only come when we become true Muslims, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, if you become true mu'mineen, then Allah Ta'ala's help will come. So when we are not even true mu'mineen, when we have doubts in our heart and about the things that Maulana is speaking on, the member there, and what he knows. He doesn't know anything. We know what's happening. We learned what we learned, and we're going to carry on doing that. It's the same as the idea of the people used to say that, well, don't tell us what to do, what you think our forefathers were wrong. And so, when we are told that we are doing something wrong, then we must accept it and make tawbah, and we must do what's the right thing. So, we want Allah Ta'ala's help of eating haram. We want Allah Ta'ala's help, but we standing against Allah Ta'ala. The enemy of Allah Ta'ala can ask Allah Ta'ala for help. If you have an enemy and your enemy is asking you for help, I'm not going to help him. What damage he done? What harm he done to me? And I'm going to help him. Now, Allah Ta'ala is not like that. Allah Ta'ala will answer for call if we sincerely repent to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So one person in the world is being punished. And it can be because of other Muslim sins. And so Allah Ta'ala is not punishing those people who are committing the sins, because Allah Ta'ala is saying, see, those other people, they also committed sins. I'm punishing them. And you must take heed. Because if you don't take heed, and you commit the same sins, and you are not going to abide by the Sharia, then the same punishment is going to come to you, or even worse. And so Allah Ta'ala doesn't care. And yastabdil qawman ghayrakum. And Allah Ta'ala will change the nation, replace the nation. The nation that transgresses, Allah Ta'ala will replace them. Yes? You cannot do anything with all your power and all your might and all your military power. You can't do anything to stop and prevent the wrath of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So, if we want to assist the Muslims in Palestine, and look at what's happening in Algeria, and They're protesting in the streets there. They're telling the government that we want to go and make jihad. Allow us to go and make jihad. Send us to Palestine. Send us to Gaza. We want to go and make jihad. Then other countries also, they want to go in Syria also. They want this thing. Send us here. Drop us from the air, whatever. Let us get into Gaza. And we want to make jihad. Why are we Muslims scared to say that you want to go in the path of Allah Ta'ala to wage jihad against the Zionists, this kuffar, the mushrik? And when they themselves, the mushrikeen, the Zionists, they are calling the reservists. They're calling reservists, come, we need you. Those reservists are running away. They're running away, those Israelis, they are running away, especially those Orthodox Jews in it. They're leaving Israel. They're going to other parts of the world because they don't want to be part of this genocide. And then the media still says, genocide. They don't want to even call it a genocide. They don't want to say it's a genocide. They're saying that it's an alleged genocide because it's not proven. But it's proven. Everything can be. The media reports, the videos, the pictures, whatever is coming out of Gaza, you can see it's a genocide. Now, we're not worried about the word genocide. It is zulm. It is zulm, and if you look at another angle, it's also punishment from Allah Ta'ala. The people have to change. Now we look at what happened when the prisoners were released. There was music, there was dancing, there was celebrations in it. This is not how Muslim people behave. And Muslim people, we behave how we resort to salah, we make istighfar, return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we have times of prosperity and times of difficulty, both times we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we first have to change ourselves. When we look at what the Zionists are doing, everybody knows what's happening there. They want to wipe out the population, the Muslim population in Palestine. They want to wipe them out. So what are they doing? Targeting Muslim women and children. That is their cowardly practice for generations. They target women and children. So because there's no women, there's no children, then you're not going to have a population. But first, kill all the women and children, then you're not going to have a population because the men are not going to be able to reproduce themselves. There's no women and children, then the population is finished. We won the war. But they're such cowards, you can't even call it a war because they are bombing from the land. They got things surrounding there, they got invasions, they land invasions, they got dropping bombs from the sky, they got the military fleet there in the ocean, they got drones. You know what cowards these people are? That they send such a huge bomb between the Balea, you know, yesterday. Such a huge bomb that they can't even find the survivors. They are looking for survivors, and then these cowards, they send drones. They said they got hundreds and thousands of drones. They send them above to distract and to shoot, to kill the people who are coming to save those who are trapped under the rubble and those who have died and became shaheed. They are preventing humanitarian efforts from taking place. So all this year is happening. And if a Muslim doesn't feel the pain in his heart, he doesn't cry a tear or two, and my Muslim brothers and sisters, they are suffering, they are dying, and we don't have iman. We don't have iman in our heart. It doesn't affect us at all. And we just providing lip service, and we are just walking on the streets there and screaming, free Palestine, from the rubber to the wherever. It's not going to help. It's not going to help. Because first of all, we must dress as Muslims, and if the women are not dressing properly in hijab and they chanting and screaming there on the streets, they prostitute there, how are you going to get Allah Ta'ala's help? And you are behaving just like the Yahudi and the Zionists, and now you want Allah Ta'ala's help. You must stay in your house. Women must stay in your house there, and the men must go in jihad. That's the only way. And even the Saudi government doesn't want to allow the people to go in jihad because they are lackeys of the Americans. So all over the Muslims, yesterday I saw somebody sent a video of some bombed out place. There's rubble there and there's a wall, and then there's a child, and then there's a dog there, and the dog grabs the child and runs away, and then just after that the wall collapses. So I'm thinking to myself, who is taking the video of this here? Who is taking this video? Seeing this child there under the rubble, and the dog takes the child out, and then they're right there. So many Arab countries can't do anything. The dog does more than the Arab countries. And it makes you think that why is this person taking this video? And then somebody said, no, it might be AI generated. Because the child doesn't have any injuries or anything. So it's just AI generated. But you can't overlook these things, because there was once in Somalia, there was a journalist. This journalist wanted $1 million shot, this photo. So there was a child. It was lying on the floor, and it was malnourished, and it was dying. This child was dying out of starvation, the skin and bones. It couldn't move. And there was a flock of vultures that came. They were going to devour this child. And that reporter, the journalist, wanted his $1 million shot. He watched as the vultures came and devoured the child to take his $1 million shot. In the end, he committed suicide because it affected him so badly after that. He could have saved the child. He could have given the child water, obviously, because he moved out to the United Nations SUV there. He could have bought the child. He made his $1 million in his pocket there, so for that reason, he could spend and get his money. This is man. This is not humanity. This is barbaric actions and barbaric. So, we want to come here. When is Allah's help going to come? All need to change. know, in January, everybody in December, January, everybody was crying. There's no water, there's no rain. The report stated there's La Nino coming, and then they try. Problem is 20%. There's no rain. So we put out a message, alhamdulillah, that everybody must start making istighfar. At least every person makes 1,000 istighfar. Imagine the whole population of South Africa, Muslim population, 1 million or 2 million Muslims, make istighfar. And Allah Ta'ala promised that Allah Ta'ala will send rain. And so, within 2 weeks, alhamdulillah, the viral rate went up to 70%. 2 weeks, Allah Ta'ala didn't put anything. South Africa is water scarce country. South Africa has no water. We vector also water in the water. Allah Ta'ala, everyone, just the site, the Rogers and all these people in the rain. Now what are you going to say? What are you going to say? You got no water. You got so much water now, it's floods. So much water is floods. There's so much of water coming on the bar there. They now they're scared to open up another school because there's five schools here open now. They said should we open the first one? Because now the downstream from the homes and businesses are getting flooded. And so Allah Ta'ala says, you say there's nothing, there's no water. Who sent the water? Allah Ta'ala says, it's the water. He sends the rain. Now look at, you wanted rain, now there's rain now. Now how could the manage this rain? I sent so much rain, you weren't able to manage the rain. So when Allah Ta'ala sends his help, then there's so much help Allah Ta'ala sends. And doesn't want to send the help, Allah Ta'ala won't send the help. When Allah Ta'ala decides to send the help, then me and you can't do anything. Allah Ta'ala's help will come. Allah Ta'ala wants to destroy these Zionists, and Allah Ta'ala will destroy them. And Allah Ta'ala is the leader. So Allah Ta'ala knows what is happening. Allah Ta'ala is unaware of what is happening. Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of everything. Allah Ta'ala knows. Allah Ta'ala is basir. Allah Ta'ala, if I look at my hand, I'm looking at you, I can only focus on one point on my hand. The rest of my hand is blurred. That's my hand. But if I look at one part, when I focus on one part of the world, although I can see the whole world, but I can focus on one point. Allah Ta'ala is not like that. Allah Ta'ala focuses on everything, on everybody. Allah Ta'ala is looking at every single human, animal, insect, organism, everything. Allah Ta'ala is looking at everything in the entire universe without platform any. And Allah Ta'ala can see happening at one small little end with a blade of grass in his mouth. Allah Ta'ala is feeding that end right down in beneath the surface of the earth. And Allah Ta'ala is feeding the birds. There's one story of this robber. He, after looting, he went to go sit down in an orchard, and he's observing these three palm trees, and two palm trees have leaves on it, branches, and the one palm tree doesn't have any branches on it. So there's a bird goes, and he brings food, and he's giving food to something on top, on the one trunk of this palm tree. And so he thought maybe it's a nest. The bird is going to feed his baby. It's nestling there. The bird is there on top on the tree. But he was curious now. Who is getting fed by this bird? So he climbed up the tree and he sees on top of the tree is a snake. And it's a blind snake. Now look at the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is using a bird which is actually the food of the snake. But Allah Ta'ala is using the bird to feed the blind snake. And then he came down and he made over and he told his associates, those other robbers, that look how Allah Ta'ala is feeding the blind snake by using the bird. So why are we robbing? Allah Ta'ala will feed us. We must make over. We must change our lives. Allah Ta'ala will give us from his rizq. So if we want Allah Ta'ala's help, we must first change. We must make istighfar. Make istighfar for ourselves. Make istighfar for the entire ummah of Rasulullah. And then Allah Ta'ala's help will come. Not by marching, not by taking out all funny things and boosters and looking for reclamation and looking for a name and fame. That's not how Allah Ta'ala's help is going to come. Allah Ta'ala's help will come when we turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And how we turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Simple thing. Notice we are going out that where are all the Muslims who are here in the month of Ramadan? Can you all return back to the masajid? Can you all return back to the masajid? I promise you, big masjid. We had in the month of Ramadan, Fajr Salah, we had like 3-4 shots. In the month of Ramadan in Maghrib, you better to get 2 shots. You better to get 2 shots in a month after Ramadan. And spell the Maghrib in Isha. 2 shots. In the Maghrib, like 1 and a half or something, you get 2 shots. In Ramadan, the Fajr was 4 shots. So what is happening? Where are all those Muslims who used to come for Isha Salah and fill the whole masjid? And after the month of Ramadan, for Isha Salah, there's only 2 shots. So those same people are in the same area. They are living in the same area. They are not gone anywhere else. They are there. They are sitting in their houses, watching television and watching whatever is going for eat out. And they are not attending the masajid. So first, you must fill the masajid. Let us start with this year. That we must make a resolution that, Ya Allah, I spent the month of Ramadan in your ibadah and I was in your obedience. Now the month of Ramadan just finished. 2 weeks in the masjid. So if you want Allah to fill the masjid, we have to take a lot of sadaqah. Give sadaqah every day. Every day we must take a sadaqah. Even if it's 1 rand, we put aside. Take out 1 rand every day and give sadaqah. And because sadaqah extinguishes the wrath of Allah Ta'ala, the anger of Allah Ta'ala. So, perform our salah with jama'at in the masjid and it can be difficult to wear people for Fajr Salah because we just finished the month of Ramadan, we can fasari. Our eyes still open at the same time. And after 4, your eyes are open. Now you're sitting in the bed. Now get out of the bed. Make your Fajr Salah. You go to the masjid to make your Fajr Salah with Jamaat. Come, you can sleep. And because you're good, ready. So because the month of Ramadan was a training ground for us, that whatever we did in the month of Ramadan, it should help us and sustain us through the entire year. Making ibadah because the person says, no, I can't stay away from this TV, I can't stay away from the cigarette, you know. But the month of Ramadan, you stayed away. For 12 hours, you couldn't smoke. For the whole month of Ramadan, your TV was off. So now the month of Ramadan finishes, the TV went back on, and you started smoking again. And so why can we stay away? The proof that we can stay away from all these things here in the month of Ramadan. But after the month of Ramadan, so it should be easy now because we are training for the whole month. So why is it now difficult for us? So getting back to the point that we should now turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fill the masajid and give sadaqah. And in our own way, we must try to help them, the Muslims, wherever they are suffering. And the only way is that we have to turn to Allah ta'ala. That's the only way Allah ta'ala's help is going to come. And when it's going to come, when Allah ta'ala decides the help will come, and then Allah ta'ala won't even need us to help those who are suffering. And when is that going to come? Allah Ta'ala knows this. But when the Mahdi comes, when the true jihad will come and will begin again. And how all this started here is because of the dismantlement of the Khilafat, which was given to the Turks and the British dismantled the whole Khilafat. It was the whole plan. So we don't have a Khalifa at the moment. But when we have a Khalifa, we have to obey the Khalifa. So before the Khalifa, because Allah Ta'ala knows that we're not deserving of this Khalifa. When we are deserving of it, Allah Ta'ala will send back the Khalifa for the Muslims. Allah Ta'ala help us. Allah Ta'ala guide us. Allah Ta'ala send help all the Muslims suffering wherever they are in the world.
Ameen. Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan, Mufti Sahib, for that advice. Make dua for us as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.